when you look over these last few games, is it just kind of the way the schedule is broken, or has something changed as you've lost three of the last four games?
We haven't had Gordon Hayward. We haven't had Rodney Hood. The schedule's broken. Golden State on the road, which is a pretty tough place to win. And then, you know, I know a lot is made of Minnesota being depleted, but they've been in every game. And, you know, Wiggins and Levine, their two guys, stepped up. You know, we're playing without basically our three top wing players. So we're looking at Joe, who was, you know, waived at the beginning of the year. We got him off waivers. And Eli, who was in the D-League at the beginning of the year. And Dante, who's 19. And Ian, who was in Boise last week. So it's not real hard to look at our team and the schedule and figure out why, you know, we're not playing the way we were 2 weeks ago. And I'm not really willing to say that either. I think we've had some slippage defensively, but, you know, with that group, it's hard for us to score. It's that simple. I hope people can see that. You know, I think really the question, you know, I don't know that that question is, I hope we can see that, because it's a credit to these guys that they've done what they've done, and now you take away their two best wing players and their best scorers, and it's not hard to wonder why we lose what we've lost two in a row, three in a row. I don't even know. We beat the Lakers, we lost to Golden State, we lost to Minnesota, so we've lost two games in a row, and we could lose six in a row. You know, we could, but I mean, I think I've maintained the entire time that it's about us getting better. And when we lost nine in a row, I said the same thing. When we had the top record since the All-Star break, I said the same thing. And, you know, let's be realistic about what our guys are doing right now. Rudy's never played this many minutes in his career. Fave has been a warrior. You know, Gordon, Rodney, Alec are out. Trey's got the burden of the scoring falling clearly on his shoulders. And, you know, to be too critical of him, I think, is unfair to him. You know, there wasn't a ton of guys that are in a position to take shots and score last game, so he's put in a tough position. I feel great about what we've been doing, you know, and I refuse to start defining this by whether we win or lose a game. You know, we faced a team in Minnesota that, I mean, they made three. I don't think Budinger would have made his shot had Fave not contested it so well. It went up to the rafters and he made it. Levine pulled up from half court a couple times. Or maybe we win that game and then we're talking about none of this. We're talking about what a great job our D-League guys and our seven rookies that sang happy birthday to Gordon the other day. Literally. And seven guys. You know? I said before, it was like a boy band. It was great. You know, it was a great song. But to expect those same guys to go out and play, you know, against some of the teams that we're facing, I think is unfair. And that's not to say they won't bust their tails and play hard and we may win. But I think we need to be very honest with, it's not fair to these guys for us to have expectations for them that the same expectations we had 2 weeks ago.
When you said a couple times about slippage, you talked about in the postgame, about slippage in the fourth quarter defensively, what were you seeing?
Well, I think we got fatigue for one thing. And you know, there hasn't, when you go through an every other day, you know, every other day you play a game, it's harder to practice. We have tried to do some of that. Our shoot-arounds are still basically like practices. But you have guys in new spots. Dante, who's been one of our best defenders, really had a tough game the other night. And as a result, he wasn't in the game as much or as long. I thought that hurt us at the point of attack, where people were getting into the paint more than they have been. And as good as – so it's interesting, actually, because we've talked a lot about Rudy and Derek protecting the rim, but – doesn't matter who's back there if they're getting in the paint. And we've been doing, we haven't done as good a job of keeping people out of the paint. And hopefully we can do that tonight.
At this point in the season, I know you've always been cautious with your guys' injuries, but is there maybe, are you even more so at this point in the season with Gordon or how you bring him back?
You know, I think some of it, you know, as you get to the end of the season, you would hate to sacrifice someone's off season and their health for one win. I think we've approached the year with our players' health in mind all the time. Guys are playing more minutes right now, which is something that, you know, given the fact that we're towards the end of the year, I'm not as concerned about. If guys were playing that many minutes all year, it would, you know, I'd think more about that situation as well. So, yeah, I think we're always aware of injury, but right now, you know, you want the off season to be really productive and for us to get better in the off season. And it's one of the reasons I think Alec had his surgery when he did, so that he could, you know, rehabilitate his shoulder and get a lot out of the off season rather than playing, you know, another 20 games, which would have obviously helped our team. He knows that, but it didn't make sense. So I think the same is true of Gordon and Rodney, that, you know, to get them back, not necessarily prematurely, but with any questions that could jeopardize, you know, going forward where they are, I think it's not wise.
What's the biggest thing you want to see out of your team tonight as they go against the Blazers?
You know, we talked about defensively, you know, some of the defense is really individual matchups. It's, you know, if Aaron Afalo takes Bryce Cotton down on the post, it doesn't really matter how hard he plays. That's a tough matchup. So there's some schemes that I think we'll have to continue to use, which I think are great for our team. You know, that's what happened to us, you know, in the early part of the season. We're forced to do certain things, and those, you know, it stretches us. Long term, it makes you better. And so the, you know, defensive execution, I think, is a big one. It's hard for us to score at times with the lineups we have out, and I think it puts even more of a premium on ball movement. I thought we moved it really well the first half against Minnesota, and we made some shots. When you don't score, it becomes incredibly difficult on your morale defensively. It's hard to. It's like when someone gets an offensive rebound, or, you know, you got to defend again. You got to defend again, and it's something we've been very good at doing. But I'd like for us to keep our resolve, even if we're not making shots.
Do you spoke about it on Monday? Can we get the trash talk update? Duke versus Utah. Who's winning the trash talk so far?
I think Tony and Johnny are squarely in front, and Alex and I are more concerned about Portland. But, you know, hopefully Johnny and Tony won't overlook the Blazers for, they'll definitely overlook the Nuggets. We're not sure if they're both going to post for the Nuggets game. They have got a suite in the hotel to watch the game, and hopefully they'll be, you know, or they won't be at halftime. I'll look around, look on the bench, and the two of them will be gone. You know, closed circuit TV somewhere in some lounge in the Pepsi Center. So they're winning. I don't know who's going to win the game. It'll be a great game. I think both teams are unique in their own ways.
Or do you kind of draw it all at all upon your own experience in terms of seeing some of the ups and downs that Trey and Dante have had, especially there at the point guard spot? Do you draw on your own experience maybe than other guys at other positions?
I think that the one, you know, the empathy I do have for them is how much they're asked to do and how visible what their mistakes are, so visible because they have the ball. If the ball gets stolen, if they get beat, if they miss a shot, if they make a turnover, you know, you see it all. And it takes a real mental toughness, especially for guys that are that young. It's pretty well documented that position takes the longest to develop, as you've seen guys like a Kyle Lowry or a Dragic that have really found their groove after 4 or 5 years. And, you know, we're accelerating their development with experience and with work. You know, you turn around every time you guys are here, they're out there working. On game day, after shoot around, trying to get better. So that's what I ask of them.